MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Stephen Joffe, CEO of Invicta. Results for the year end March saw revenue up 7%, sustainable HEPS up 5%, cash from operations up 28% and a 5% increase in dividend. NAV is up 13% at 52.50. Stephen, appreciate the time today. All segments are growing revenue, but it is tough trading conditions out there, particularly in South Africa, in which we sit in practically a zero growth environment. And of course, during the period under reporting, fairly consistent load shedding.
Yeah, it was a very, very tough 12 months in South Africa. And as you say, absolutely correctly, mining production down, manufacturing output down. So it was really, really a tough time to operate in industrial business in these sectors. The really good thing is that load shedding for the last 90 days has been gone.
Yeah.
So we are very encouraged by that, to be honest.
And how much, I've asked you this before, that helps you, but more than anything, it helps your customers.
Absolutely. I mean, our direct costs and, you know, across a lot of businesses, but it's in excess of R1 million a month that we spend on diesel. Yeah. But more importantly, to your point, a lot of our customers' plants aren't able to run. And that impacts us because we need plants to run and parts to wear that we can send replacement parts in.
Yeah, and it's also, and I said up front there, I mean, what we need is a growing economy. I mean, mining is cyclical. I mean, that we kind of understand. But our economy kind of gets crushed by the lack of growth that's been happening. You know, bumbling along at, let's be generous and call it 1%, is really stymieing your customers and therefore ultimately you.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, the interesting thing about South Africa's rich resources is that there's always some mineral that's doing well.
Yeah, good point.
You know, even if you had a situation where our trains were working optimally and our ports were working, I think people could have taken advantage of different resource booms that took place over the last few years. And I'm so hopeful that now this national unity government can just focus on doing the basics right and allow the entrepreneurs in those spaces to take advantage of the different booms that will come over the next few years.
Yeah. When I speak to mining experts, they say, we have so many minerals, to your point, there's always a couple of them that are going to be booming. The question is, can we get them out of ground and to market? Your two big kickers, however, was, I mean, Capital Equipment, Earthmoving, they both reported really strong increases and they had good periods under review.
Our Capital Equipment business in the construction sectors, which is really moving sand, so it's mining and construction. So we represent Doosan and Hyundai. And they're both Korean brands. They've opened up facilities in Hyundai in India. So they brought down the price point of the machine, still under the OE label and quality, at a price point that's so much more affordable. And it's made a tremendous difference to our sales in the market. And that is maybe the golden ticket, having quality OE products manufactured in the most cost-conscious environments. And that's done really, really well.
Yeah, I take your point on that. You've got auto agri operations, local, but also UK, Poland and Ukraine. How's the European part of that business been doing? I mean, Ukraine, I imagine, is tough. UK, I'm not sure. And from the outside, it looks tough, but maybe not quite so bad.
It's quite a funny thing in what you just said, because from a pure budget point, and it's of a much lower base, but
sure.
Ukraine was probably our best performing business in that area. They really did well. They're resilient. And interestingly enough, the management team there is completely lady-like led because all the gents have to go and serve in the army. So it's an interesting team and they've done incredibly well. Very proud of what they've achieved this year.
Yeah.
Auto Agri in Europe has done really well. Poland's been strong.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually looking at opening up a new warehouse in Spain.
Okay. How much of your revenue is beyond the borders of South Africa these days?
I don't measure it in terms of revenue because Kienan is a big component of that.
Yes.
Don't take it into account in revenue. So in terms of net profit, it's over 50%. Somewhere between, I would say, 55 and 60% of our net profit today is derived from overseas.
That is totally chunky. And at the same time, you also managed, I mean, I said up front, a tough operating environment. You did manage to get a slight increase in your GP margins. I mean, a 0.5%, but I mean, not to be sniffed at, moving in the right way. You're managing what you can manage. You and your team can't grow in an economy, but you can manage a company.
Well, that was maybe the only thing that, you know, if you said to me, what's the upsetting thing for you in these numbers? I think we really did so much well, but it would just be nice to see like a much better revenue number. And, you know, flowing right through to the bottom. We've done all the hard steps. We're looking after inventories. We're looking after debtors. We're looking after customer service. We really, really are trying to do all the important things. But it would be nice to see a bit of like tailwind where the economy is just growing and we're able to achieve decent top line growth.
You mentioned inventories there. How's logistics? I mean, beyond the logistical problems of the pandemic, but when I chat to logistic experts, I mean, we've got port challenges locally, but there's challenges in the Red Sea. There seems to still be global logistics, perhaps not as smooth as they were pre-pandemic.
No, they definitely aren't. And you've seen in the last few weeks, massive price increases in container costs again, almost to COVID levels, surprisingly. Like, it's really, really gone up rapidly. And then generally, we've found our logistics been okay. Where we have battled, though, is in the big capital equipment businesses. Sometimes the factories aren't getting out orders when they anticipate, and then you'd end up getting a whole bunch of orders that were meant to take place over 6 months in 1 month. And in fact, this happened to us just before our reporting. But the products are good, the price points are good, and we should have it all sold by August.
A last question. You and I have chatted many times over the years. You've been doing smaller bolt-on acquisitions over the period. You're still doing some small acquisitions. I imagine you're still looking. I remember the ones you said that you were getting tons of them across your desk, but you weren't finding the right ones. One is picky what one buys, but there's still opportunity out there.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. In the business sectors that we play, typically we end up buying from a retiree. And you get that option once. So that person decides either to give the business to the kids if they're interested or to sell it. And if you miss it, you'll wait for the next generation. So when the right thing comes across our desk, we have to grab it there and then. And that's most likely the type of business that we buy in Victor.
That's fascinating. But I take your point. It's the retiree. And if the kids don't want it, this is your chance and perhaps your only chance. Stephen Joffe, CEO at Victor, always appreciate the insights. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.